love, that's right. But right is only half of what's wrong. I want a short-haired girl, sometimes worth it twice as long. Now I'm stepping out this old brown shoe. Baby, I'm in love with you. So glad you came here, won't be the same, now I'm telling you. You know you pick me up from worse and try to drag me down. When I see your smile replacing every thoughtless frown. Got me escaping from this zoo. Baby, I'm in love with you. So glad you came here, won't be the same, now I'm telling you. If I grow up, I'll be a singer, wearing rings on every finger, not worrying what they or you say. I'll live and love and maybe someday, who knows, baby, you may come for me. That I'm not late. Your sweet top lip, I'm in the queue. Baby, I'm in love with you. So glad you came here, won't be the same, now I'm telling you. Well, I'm so glad you came here, won't be the same now when I'm with you.
Wowee, have you ever heard that before? I've owned this set. I've never heard that track before. And that is George Harrison's Old Brown Shoe. Some people think his greatest Beatles song. And now that song was released as a... Actually, it was recorded and released February 25th, earlier in the year, 1969. I believe it's the flip song to The Ballad of John and Yoko. Now, both of those are on this Abbey Road. So they must have worked through that maybe as a warm-up during these Abbey Road sessions. So again, they started recording Abbey Road in July of 1969. That single was released February 25th. And The Ballad of John and Yoko, too, was released... it was around that time. I don't have the date here in front of me, but that was in between albums, I believe. And no one was in the studio that day except John and Paul. And John and Paul recorded the entire song together. Paul on bass and on drums. John on electric guitar and vocals. Here, Old Brown Shoe, it's got George Harrison on the... Well, I should say on the studio release, on a six-string bass, and on the guitar, John on the Hammond organ, Paul also on the guitar. So, for whatever reason, I don't know how, that ended up on this Abbey Road, as well as The Ballad of John and Yoko, as well as on this this 50th anniversary of Abbey Road's alternate take.
Listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Blackfin Web Design. Available at 321-536-6176 and on the web at www.blackfinweb.com. Are you looking for a new website for your business? Blackfin Web Design creates powerful small business websites. Mobile internet usage now far exceeds the traditional desktop usage, yet almost 90% of businesses have traditional desktop websites, making it difficult for customers to find their services. With over 18 years experience, Blackfin Web Design is there to help accommodate your business needs. That's Blackfin Web Design, corporate sponsors of WMIE Radio, available at blackfinweb.com, 321-536-6176.
George, I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come. Sorry, did I miss? I went wrong. Did I?
I thought I heard you singing Octopus's Garden with John.
I think I went into I'd asked my friends earlier, or you all came late.
Back again, our last set, unfortunately, of this hour, and I'm trying to stretch out some of these alternate takes. These jewels really are priceless. Get into here to studio chatter, hear how much fun they had in the studio. I love hearing Ringo describe. I've heard him on the Beatles channel. It's channel 18 on the Sirius XM radio. On when he was writing the song Abbey Road, Octopus's Garden, George was lying down on some couch, and Ringo says he only knows, you know, one or two chords on the piano, and he was playing out the chords for the Octopus's Garden, and George was shouting out from the couch, G minor, F minor, And he's like, bloody well, please. I don't know any of this stuff. So George had a tremendous help and influence on the writing. Probably should have got a writing credit, but as many writing credits as George Harrison had, he was not going to have a problem with Richard Starkey having his second writing credit here on the last album.
Please don't wake me up too late. Tomorrow comes and I will not be late. Late today when it becomes tomorrow, I will leave and go away. Goodbye, 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 my love. Songs that lingered on my lips excite me now and linger on my mind. Leave your flowers at my door, I leave them for the one who waits behind. Goodbye, 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 my love, goodbye.
Sing a lullaby. Oh, once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Interesting bit written on the end of that. Now that last song, I took that from the first song I played from the actual album the 2019 remix. I love reading on the history on that one. Those guitar solos, they're done live. They're done in one take. And it's Paul George, who was against doing that. Paul, of course, insisted on going first. It was his idea. It was John's idea. He went last. Paul, George, John, Paul, George, John. As usual by this time, Yoko started following them in to the sound room, the room where they were going to do those solos, and he goes, "Nope, sorry, love, not this time. You can have a seat over there, and we'll be out here in a couple minutes." And for once, he just wouldn't let her follow him around as she was doing into that studio to record that. One take, they did that, those solos, screaming solos, in one take. Really is remarkable, and really people forget how excellent of a guitar player Paul McCartney was. Band didn't have a bass player, so he started playing bass, and yet he's such a great bass player, but he was a great guitar player, and some of the greatest Beatle guitar solos feature him on the lead guitar. So, as a matter of fact, we're out of time. Let's go and leave with probably the greatest guitar solo I can think of in a Beatles song. But it's a George Harrison song.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. If you drive a car,
I'll tax the street.
If you try to sit,
I'll tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I'll tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
I'll tax your feet.
I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know.
tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You're listening to Breakpoint This Week, where we're talking about the top stories of the week from a Christian worldview. Today we're going to talk about the controversial conference at Andy Stanley's North Point Community Church about how to approach homosexual relationships.